The following programming is sponsored by End Time Harvest Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Delaware Valley. Welcome to Gary Moore Live. I am your host, Gary Moore, and this is my morning show, the Gary Moore Live morning show. This show is designed to be an uplifting conversation for you. It's designed to get you up, to really get you moving, to restore hope, to build confidence in yourself, and really help you get that one step in front of the other one. And so I'm glad to be on this morning. I'm excited. Last week, we had a trying week. You know, it's always something going on, but that's a good sign because you're always overcoming. And I know there are some witnesses out there in this Delaware Valley. And so every Thursday morning at 8 o'clock, from 8 till 9 Eastern Standard Time, right here on WWDB 860, you can hear my voice. And I just want to tell you, I thank God that it is Thursday, that it's Thursday. That means you made it through half the week and you're on to something great. And today, I know that God's word, I know his word will change and transform your life because it will not return back to him void. You've got to get excited about what God is doing, about his plan in your life. God has purposed and he has planned for you to be great. He has purposed this. He has planned for you to be great. And so today I've got a real inspiring conversation that I want you to be a part of. I want you to be a part of it. So you can call me down here at the radio station, 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. Yes, you can call me right here at radio station. Yeah, I'm at home. If you're watching on Facebook, we're tuned in on Gary Moore Live. If you're not following me, follow me. Also, we are on WWDB, the Facebook page. Like it, connect, like it, share it. Let somebody know that Gary Moore is on the air and that he is talking about him, because I'm telling you, I've got something to say about him. I thank God for my life, my health, and my strength. I've been a little down and out these past couple of weeks because just overwhelmed with things. But I'm telling you that God will increase you, he will strengthen you, and he will equip you. I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness. And I know that there are a lot of witnesses out there that can testify the same. Well, I've got an inspiring message today, and I want you to really take note of it. This past weekend, I was listening to my brother, Pastor John Moore. You know, he's the senior pastor of Kingdom Revelation Church there in Glassboro, New Jersey. And he was talking from the subject of Abraham and offering up Isaac's son, his son, as a sacrifice. And then I heard that same word, something similar to that later on in the week. And so I began to take notice and I asked God, Lord, what are you trying to say? And this is something that God gave me, and I want to share it with you, and I want to encourage you that what promise that God made you, the promise that God had made you, that when God comes for it, when he asks for what he promised to give you, and you have it, when he asks for it, it is because in your heart, you got to want God more than you want the promise. You've got to want it more than you want the promise. Even if God takes it away from you, you've got to have enough knowledge and confidence and knowing that even if God required that thing of you, that he'll replace it, he'll resurrect it. And I'm sure that in the bottom, in the depths of Abraham's heart, God was able to see faith. He was able to see love for him over the promise. Well, I don't want to jump too ahead of myself on that, but I certainly want to encourage you. And I'm telling you that if you get caught up on this, that it will work for you. It'll work for you. Faith never fails. If you can remember that in times of trial, in times of trouble and tribulation, if you could remember that faith never fails, it cannot fail. It's like principles. Principles, they always work. in every situation, every single time. I don't care how many times you apply them, principles never change. They always work, and so does faith. If you can muster up, I think that's a real good, strong word that I can use this morning. If you can just somehow muster up some faith for this journey, then it will encourage you and it'll equip you that you can take another step. Sometimes all you need is another step, just one more step. Remember that it was Peter that was walking on the water and he took his mind off of God. He took his mind off of Jesus and he began to sink. And Jesus asked him, why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? Because if you had just taken another step, then you would have got into a place where you asked God for, because, you know, Peter, he was walking on the water. And Jesus came to him in a storm walking on the water, and the men were afraid in the boat except Peter. He said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. Let me come out there where you are. Let me do what you're doing. And God said, so be it. So be it unto you. According to your faith, so be it unto you. And that's really my encouragement to you this morning. According to what's working on the inside of you, so be it unto you. You do not have to live another moment in lack. You can turn this whole situation, this whole circumstance, you can turn it all the way around if you can change and transform your heart and focus on God and what his purpose and what his plans are for you. Now, that's where we really want to go this morning. And so, again, the number here to the radio station is 888-329-3306. It's exciting for me to bring you in on this conversation, because I'm not trying to dictate anything to you. It's not a dictation. I'm not trying to dictate anything to you. This is a conversation that we need to have. I won't even say that I've got all the right answers or make all the right statements. Somebody may just need to hear something that you have to say. Somebody may need to hear it. I might overlook it. I might not say it right. But you, my friend, you, listener, radio audience listener, you can tell them something and hit it right on the head and cause for them to take another step. Good morning, Cornelius Shannon. They're tuning in on Gary Moore Live. He's tuned in from Pakistan. Good morning, sir. Greetings to you in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good morning to you and your family there. We are excited because the Bible says this here. I want you to get your Bible this morning. We're not gonna have no Bible study, but an encouraging word is something that can strengthen you and cause for you to make progress. You need to make progress today because the way that the world is formed and framed against you, you're not just automatically gonna come out. You need something to stand on, and there is nothing like God's word. There's nothing else like God's word. As a matter of fact, this morning, I was on Sweet Inspirations, you know, the Sweet Inspiration call that Mother Judy Hines does. I'm the co-host of that show. And so this morning, Isaiah 54:17 was this key scripture for the inspiration. And that is Isaiah 54:17, you know, very familiar. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Any tongue rise up in judgment, thou shalt cast it down. Okay, so here is where I want to tie this in this morning, because if you really understood that what you have to use as a weapon to advance in this earth realm is God's word. And if you're going to use God's word, that means you're going to have faith in it. And what did I say earlier? Faith, it never fails. It cannot fail. Faith cannot fail. God is infallible, meaning he cannot fail. So I was reading these couple of scriptures, and I'm looking at it, and I was really blown away at the verbiage that was used by Isaac. This is Genesis, the 22nd chapter of Genesis. And the sixth verse, the sixth and the seventh verse. So the seventh verse. That's what I was looking at the most. So let me paraphrase this here and get you to understand that sometime, and this is how the NIV starts it in verse number one. It says, sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said unto Abraham, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, go to the region of Moriah, and sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on the mountain that I'll tell you. So let me paraphrase this here and get you to understand that you have received a promise. You have received a promise, and you have been living this promise. And so just like Abraham was being tested, you're being tested because testing strengthens your character. God, the purpose of testing is to strengthen our character and to deepen our commitment to God and his perfect timing. And so when we allow the testing of God, when we see the testing of God as advancement, as elevation, and not as punishment, then that shows that you are portraying growth and maturity in God. Because God, this is a season of elevation. This is a season and a time for advancement. The kingdom of God is being built here in the earth, is being expanded here in the earth realm, and God is using you for this. And there are areas in our heart that we need to be aware of. And I'm just going to jump right on out here and say this, and I want you to really grab a hold to it in the spirit realm, and that is, you cannot want anything more than you want the presence of God in your life. God called for Abraham to be tested to show forth the love that he has for God over the promise. See, there's something you've got to really take into accountability here. There's something that you really got to note. And that is, God, what he gives you, he's required to get it back from you. What he gives you, he's required. God, he is his requirement. He can ask for it back, because you got to have your heart in place to want the presence of God, to want him more than the promise. Now, that's some grown stuff there. There's some mature stuff there, because one would think that, well, why would God take something back from me that he gave? And the answer, I'm just going to reiterate it, is so that you can learn to want him more than what he gives you. You got to want God more. If you set your affections and your heart and your mind, if you set it all on God, you put it on him, he's the one that's going to help you come out. He's the one that's going to help you come through. I was listening to Steve Harvey, and he's always telling this testimony about how he got started in radio and how he was sleeping in the parking lots of hotels. And you know, you have to follow it and find it. But it's real interesting that to be where he is today, and to look back at that, and still be humble enough to exalt God and not raise himself up above measure as to believe that he did it on his own. Because there are a lot of people that do. There are some that haven't even come to close to the success that he has, or others, but often exalt themselves way above measure. And so this is the reason for the testing. Number one, if you want to know why, you got to keep going through, because God is trying to strengthen your character. There is a weakness that causes for you not to advance the way that you should. God, he told Jeremiah this in 29 verse 11 in Jeremiah. He said, I know the plans. I know the plans, the set of strategies that I have for you. You're gonna have to take confidence in knowing that God knows what he's doing. How many times have you and I been in a situation or circumstance and we thought we knew how to work this thing out, and we didn't? and just come to living through it and living through it. And then we come to the conclusion, we come to the real understanding that God had this thing worked out all the time. Which brings me back to Genesis, the 22nd chapter and the 6th and the 7th verse. Because in the 6th verse, it talks about Abraham. He took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son, Isaac. And he himself carried the fire and the knife. As two of them went together, they went on together, two of them. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up. Isaac said something. He spoke up and said, Father, Abraham, Father. Abraham replies, he said, yes. He said, the fire is here, the wood is here, but where is the lamb? Where is the lamb? And I'm telling you this for a specific reason, for a particular reason, that there is always a ram, a lamb, a ram, however you want to say it, however you want to believe it, however you want to note it, but there is always a substitution for the sacrifice set aside. God's purpose and his plan was never God didn't want Isaac to die. He wasn't to kill him, but wanted Abraham to, he didn't want Isaac to die, but he wanted Abraham to sacrifice Isaac in his heart. In his heart, so it would be clear that Abraham loved God more than he loved his son. And this is where you get an advancement. This is where this becomes a weapon against the adversary, because this produces supernatural miracles and growth in your life. That's what it does. The purpose of this testing is to produce something in your life, to strengthen character and to deepen your commitment to God. That's what testing does. It qualifies you for advancement. Testing qualifies you for advancement. If you are going to go somewhere in God, if you are going to become something and grow somewhere, watch this, grow, G-R-O-W, grow somewhere in God. If God is elevating you, it's because you have qualified for what he has called you into. You qualified for it. And it has taken tests. Some of you have been being tested a very long time. And the end of the test is near, because elevation and promotion, it comes from God. God is trying to get you somewhere. And if you can, in your heart, because God, he weighs the purpose and the intent of the heart. So if in your heart, Isaac was sacrificed in Abraham's heart, he did not have to physically do it. He didn't have to physically offer him up physically. God wasn't looking for that. God was looking for something on the inside, and he needed Isaac to see it. And God needed to know. God needed Isaac to know. Abraham. God needed Abraham to know that because I know that I can trust you, that I can bring you into the full measure of the covenant or the full measure of the promise that I have for you. So what does that say for you and myself today? God wants you to be able to see that he can trust you, because there is something that's so phenomenal. There is something that is so great. It's so unfathomable that God has to test you with what he promised you with, to see if you can qualify, to see if you will qualify for it, because God called you to it. You need to understand it. He called you to it. He made it possible for you. He called you to it. Now the choice is yours. You know the song back in the day, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this. Y'all know the song. If you don't know it, you look it up. It's there. The choice is yours. So God, he set before you the choice. And he has hinged and linked you up with the promise. God has taken himself and binded himself with his word to your promise or to your destiny. And the only thing that sets between you and it is a choice. Hallelujah. That's it, is a choice. And so in your heart, God, he's weighing the purpose and into your heart. And you're coming out of this. You just got just a couple of days for this test. And this is why you got to go through this here. Why would God do this? Why would God do this? You ask yourself all the time, why God, why you do this to me? Why this happened to me? Because he's trying to strengthen you. Because he's trying to get a deeper depth of commitment. You know what commitment means? The word commitment, when you really study it and look it up, when you really define it and break it down, you'll find out the word commit means that your purpose and the intent of your heart is to obey. Good morning, Stacey Overton. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for being on. Thank you for being on. They all tuned in on Gary Moore Live. Those of you that are listening on WWDB 860 AM and 97.5 FM HD2, the Fanatics, if you're listening on the radio and you want to follow us and you want to see what you've never seen what I look like, you don't know who I am, then go on over to Gary Moore Live on Facebook. You will see all right there. We are also on Zoom. There's a Zoom link right here on WWDB that's being shared over to my pages as well, so you'll be able to see it. And not only that, I want you to jump in and be a part of this conversation. I told you this is not a dictation. I just want to be able to share this with you. I want you to understand something, that greatness is your portion, that the devil can't do nothing about it. Your haters can't, you shouldn't even be focusing on that. You should be focusing on the security or the securement of your future. You should be focusing on this transgenerational blessing that God has, this open door that's over your head, this open window and open doors of opportunities that God has over your head. And the testing that you're going through is not for your demise, is not to take you down, is not to set you back. No, if everything is to set you up. Is to set you up for a blessing, is to set you up for a miracle. And I'm here to tell you that God will meet you at the altar of your sacrifice. God will meet you at the altar of sacrifice. It's not even going to cost you what you think is going to cost you. It's not going to cost you what you think is going to cost you, because you believe that it's going to cost you your promise. Oh, but it's not going to cost you that. It's not going to cost you your future. It's not going to cost you your relationships. It's not going to cost you that. It's just going to cost you to believe and trust God that the plans that he has for you, that he's more than able to execute them. He's more than able to work them out. God, he's watching over his work, ready to perform it. He's expeditiously, he's moving acceleration. He is moving fast on what he said. That's why you can use his word as a weapon. Whatever he said concerning you, you can use it for a weapon. You're going to come out of this. You're going to come around this mountain. You've been searching around it long enough. Now come on out and trust him. Trust him. Take another step. Let's move on. Okay, so I'm looking at this here. And verse number 7, Genesis 22, verse 6 and 7 is where I was talking about, because this thing really jumped out at me. It jumped out at me because as verse number 7 in the NIV, New International Version of the Bible, it says Isaac spoke up. He spoke up. He said something. And he spoke up because he was kind of confused. I mean, wouldn't you be kind of worried? We got the fire, we got the wood. And see, Isaac, he's knowledgeable, he has enough knowledge, he's educated, I'll say it that way. He's educated enough to know what it takes for a human sacrifice. He's also, he's aware of this custom. He's aware of this custom. I said this here to some people the other day, that God does not need the world system. He does not need you to operate in the world systems to advance his kingdom. God has his own system, his own laws that supersede the world system, the world kingdoms. You know, all the other kingdoms, any other kingdom has fallen, and any other kingdom will fail except the kingdom of God. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. and what God is empowering you this morning to do as you are hearing my voice, as you are understanding this, as God is empowering you, he is trying to get you to refocus something on the inside of you and strengthen weak areas, weak areas. When you operate in weak areas, you make the wrong choices. And so if your choices are not based off of decisions of the word of God, you are doomed to fail. You are doomed to fail because there's a way that seems right to a man, but at the end of that is destruction. It's not God's plan for you to be destroyed. It's not God. God's not punishing you. That's not the word of God. That's not true. But he is strengthening you. Jesus said this here, in this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer because I have overcome. If I have overcome, then you got the right and you got the responsibility to overcome as well. You've got the right and the responsibility to overcome as well. God's going to meet you at the altar of sacrifice, whatever it is that he has called for you. And I'm telling you what it is. It's not a real sacrifice. God is not a real sacrifice until it's the promise that God gave, until God required that thing that he promised you. He promised Abraham an heir. He promised him that. Somewhere back in Genesis, the 21st, even before that, but the 21st one chapter, it go into a little bit more detail. And this is relevant and it's important for where you are, because the principle here, the principle of this whole matter, is what's going to cause for you to have success. If this is your time for success. Oh, I know that you failed at it time and time and time and time again. Oh, but something about this time is going to be different, because you're not desiring the promise more than you are God. Oh, that's the key. That's the link. That's the key. That's the link. You've got to understand that God is a jealous God. And you shouldn't want the creation more than the creator. God, he's able to do, still able. Situation may look bleak. Come on, it might look bleak, it might look dim. But the truth of the matter is that he is still God, and he is still able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask for or even think. I need y'all to like, tag, and share this message, because somebody is coming out of something today. They're being delivered out of it, and they believe, they actually believe that God wants to take from them what he's given. No, he doesn't want it. God didn't want Isaac to die, but he wanted Abraham to sacrifice Isaac in his heart. That's what he wanted. And he wanted to do that to prove to Abraham that what I have for you, you qualify for. So if he has that in mind for Abraham, and God has no respecter of persons, then you have got to be able to somehow grab in your mind. Somehow you got to be able, if God has no respecter of person, you've got to somehow come to the understanding, to the wisdom and to the knowledge and the understanding that if God did it for him, he'll do it for me. And then if you got the ridiculous type of faith that I know that you have, because remember, according to the faith that's working inside of you, so be it unto you. Now it's up to you to stir up your gift. It's up to you to stir up your faith. That's up to you. But if you want what God has for you, you will stir it up. Oh, yeah, you will shake it up. You will stir it up. You will do something ridiculous because, see, it's a ridiculous miracle that you need. Oh, yeah, it's something that you need that just happenstance just ain't going to take care of it. Just wanting it and believing it's going to take place, not going to happen. But to go after it, to be prompt and provoked through faith that it's going to happen for you. And it's going to take place, and it's taking place now. Somebody need to put that in the chat, in the comments right now, right now. So now watch this, because it's 8:30. I got to take a quick station ID break. I'm just going to take a deep break. And then right after that, we're going to come back. And the second half of the show, we're going to just go a little bit more into detail of how relevant this is for you today. How relevant this is for you today. And the key thing is that whatever it is that you believe that it's going to cost you, is not going to cost you. It's not going to cost you, because there's a substitute. God has a substitute in place for your sacrifice. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, that right there is encouraging enough. A substitute right there for the sacrifice. We're going to take a station ID break, and we'll be right back right after this.
Hey, Delaware Valley, this is Pastor Gary Moore from the Gary Moore Live Morning Show here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. Every Thursday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., listen in live for an uplifting conversation designed to inspire you, build your faith, and cause hope to come alive. So join me every week and help spread the word. Hey, Delaware Valley, this is Pastor Gary Moore from the Gary Moore Live Morning Show here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. Gary Moore Live Radio Ministry is committed to helping people from all walks of life come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ and experience the never-ending, never-changing love of God. Consider supporting us today. Cash App, $ Gary Moore Live. Donate to us. Help us stay on the air.
Amen. If you never donated to us, if you never sold the gift, you never give it, do it today. Cash App us at $ Gary Moore Live. All the proceeds help us stay on the air. We have a radio listening audience, and that's the way that we fund the show that you're hearing right now, because of viewers, listeners, and viewers like you that are viewing on Facebook Live and on Zoom, and those that are listening on the radio. Consider it today. No gift too big, no gift too small. All of it be applied to keep us right here on this radio station, WWDB 860, and coming to you every week from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with an uplifting message, with an uplifting conversation, uplifting message, and you can count on it. You can count on it. We're in this thing together, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So Genesis 22, talking about, actually verses 1 through 14, talks about the whole scenario, the whole story of Isaac being offered as a human sacrifice, as a burnt offering or human sacrifice. And so, but the plan of God was never for Isaac to die. That was not God's plan. And so in the heart of the father, in the heart of his father, Abraham, God was looking for Abraham to sacrifice in his heart. Not actually physically, but in his heart. And this test came to strengthen character. And this is the principle. And this is how I want to be able to convey this to you and prove to you through the word of God that faith, that now faith, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's Hebrews 11:1. The core to this is to know that what God has purposed, it's already in place. The lamb was already in the thicket. Now, when Abraham, because God told him to go to a mountain, go to a place, I'm going to show you. So Abraham didn't question God. He didn't argue with God. He just moved by faith. I'm reading this out of the King James Bible, and I'm looking at this here, and when Abraham saw the place, he told his servants, he said, "Stay here with the donkey while the boy and I go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Sure confidence, sure faith, without arguing. See, he didn't argue. He didn't question God. He didn't argue with God. He did not doubt, saying, "If I gave you my beloved son, the son that I have waited for so long, how will you fulfill your promise?" Because Isaac would have to have lived out his life for the promise of God to be fulfilled. So God's not a man that he should lie. God's word cannot return back to him void. So you need to understand that what he's required of you, what he's required of you, that you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. God weighs, I'm sounding like a broken record over here, but I'm trying to get you to really get this here, because this is how it had to weigh on me. And this is why I need someone to call in. It's 8:35. We got enough time to take a caller. You can call us in. The number is 888-329-3306. We need to talk about it. We need to talk about it and encourage somebody, because you're holding on to something that God wants you to release to him. God wants to put his presence in the place of what you're holding on to. I'll say it again. Yes, I'll say it again. God wants to, he wants that place of what you're holding on to. God wants to be in that place in your life. What you're holding on to is hindering you from advancing the way that you should. The way that you should be, where that you should go, and the way that it should be, it's being held up because of what you have in that place. Here's what I say. This is me, Gary Moore. Yeah. Here's what I say. Release it. Put God in that place. Because there's a substitute for it. God's got something that's going to be greater than you sacrificing the promise. God didn't want it back. He gave it to you, and he promised you. What did I see here? Abraham did not question or argue with God. He did not doubt, saying that the son that I have waited so long for, how will you fulfill your promise? Instead, he acted in faith. He rose up early in the morning, and he went to the place where God directed him to offer up Isaac. In his heart, he was doing everything that he knows because of a relationship that he has with God. And he's doing everything in his heart that's pleasing in the eyesight of God. That's how you advance. That's how you advance. People not going to always understand it. They're not going to always agree with it. They're going to try and cast it down. This is they're going to try and cast judgment on it, but you'll be able to prove them wrong. You'll be able to prove him wrong because he acted in faith. He acted in faith. What does faith do? Faith responds to everything that God has done. Faith, it responds to what God has done. Whatever God has done, the way to respond to it is through faith. He got up early. He knew the requirement because of the relationship he had. Yet the relationship he had with God, God tested him, and the reason for the testing is for deeper commitment. Nobody's saying you're not committed. Just go a little bit deeper. Nobody's saying that you your character is not right. It just needs to be strengthened. Remember, or take note of this. God, he's trying to get you to somewhere. Somewhere in him, he's trying to get you to somewhere, and the methods or the strategies that he's trying to use, all of them are weapons against the adversary. You say, wait a minute now, Pastor Gary, hold on now. How can this be? See, God knows, and he knows what's best. All you have to do is do what you see that has been set before you, and that is operate in faith. How do I operate in faith? I operate in faith by hearing. Hearing comes by hearing. Good morning, Evangelist Clark. God bless you. Thank you for being on. They're tuning in on Gary Moore Live on Facebook. If you're not following me, follow me. Follow me on Gary Moore Live. Gary Moore Live. And connect. Good morning, Evangelist Susan Clark. You've got to be able to know that what God requires of you, that you have the strength and the ability to obey him. Everything that God created has the ability to obey him. That's what commitment does. If you can get a deeper level of commitment, you will see strengthening. You will see strengthening empowerment. That's the word I was searching for. You will see yourself being empowered. Now that's inwardly being strengthened. He's trying to change something on the inside of you, because ultimately, if God can change on the inside of you, if he can change what's on the inside of you, then you can change what's around you. I'll say that again. I'll do it. Yep, I'll say it again. If you will allow God's word to change and transform you on the inside, it will give you the ability to change what's on the outside. It'll give you the ability to be able to do it. It'll give you the know-how to do it and the authorization. God will authorize you to speak those things that be not as though they were. You know, there are a lot of people that are trying to speak things without the authority. They don't have the authority. On whose authority? On whose authority are you speaking it? And then you try and speak into someone's life and don't have the authority for what you say to come to pass. Get it by faith, and faith comes by hearing. Get it by faith, because faith, it comes by hearing. Let me read a little more, because the time is, it's winding up. It's winding up. We got about another 15 minutes left in the show, and I really want y'all to get in on this. I really want you to get in on this. If you're just tuning in, if you just turn the radio on and you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Gary Moore Live Morning Show. And the Gary Moore Live Morning Show is an uplifting conversation. It's filled with hope. It's come to restore your hope and to build you up and cause you to take another step. That's what it's for. God has given me this great, awesome platform here on WWDB Talk 860 to be able to share with you that God will have a plan, a open door and plans for you. Open door and plans for you that are greater, that far supersede where you are right now. You might not be able to see it. You might not be able to understand it. And you might not even agree with it. But it still doesn't make it not true. God's word is absolute. It's absolute and it's true. That's what it says. And so you have to stand on it. That is the foundation for everything that you want to build. And if you let God build it, you'll never be sorry. If you let God do it. If you let him do it, you'll never be sorry. You'll never be in regret. You'll never be in lack, because God builds, and when he builds, it's fortified, and it'll stand the test of time. Yes, it will. Well, I'm about to close with this, because I really pray that you have got at least a nugget that you could add to your arsenal, just something that you could add to your arsenal to help you see the bigger picture that is greater than where you are, that is bigger than what you're doing. That's one indication that is God. The thing that you are plugged into, that you have this great passion for, that will give God, that will bring God glory, that will magnify the name of God, that will expand his kingdom in this earth realm, that if it's bigger than you, I mean, it's huger than huge, bigger than big, bigger than big. If it's huger, I don't know if it's huger, I think more huge is proper, but you understand. If it's bigger, more huge, huger, more huge, however, that's a great indication that it is God, because you're going to need God to pull this off. You're going to need God to pull it off. You're going to need God to make this thing happen for you. And you're going to have to, inside yourself, let God's word come in, change and transform you and empower you and push you out. That's what it's about today. So remember, God didn't want Isaac to die. He wanted Abraham to sacrifice Isaac in his heart. And so he said this here. Now that I know I can trust you, now that I know I can trust you, now that I know that I can trust you, everything that I have for you is yours. That sounds like to me, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter ye into the joy of the Lord. And God, he is going to restore joy to your life where it has been ambushed, where it has been sabotaged and pressed down, and you didn't think it was there anymore. God, he is rekindling it. because you are allowing the deposits of God's word to take root in your heart. You are allowing the deposits of God's word and faith to come alive inside of you and to move you past this stagnant place, to move you past your insecurities, to move you past all of your uncertainties. God, he's come to strengthen you today. That's what he's doing right now. So listen, there is a promise from God, and God's promise is going to stand the test of time. And when he give you the promise, you can't want the promise more than you want him. Take God and put him in that place where you have the promise. Swap the places. Put the promise second. Put God first. Keep him first. And so shall you be established. If you believe God, so shall you be established. God's going to establish you. He's going to give you a firm foundation. Oh, it's not like you're building a house on the sand when the waves and the water come in and sweep it, it's all going to go away. No, this is built on a solid rock, and you are standing. So I thank you for really tuning in today. I really do. And I want you to like it, tag it, share it, share it with somebody. Understand that they need to hear this word, because where two gather, well, two walk in agreement, well, two agree on earth as touching anything, they ask the Father, anything they pray about, anything they believe God about, if two of them on earth do that, this is how you can have what God says for you to have. I'm going to the phones. I understand my elder is on the phone, Elder. Brother Mike Watkins, welcome to Gary Moore Live. Good morning, sir.
God bless you, Pastor. How are you?
God bless you. Got to speak up a little bit louder so we can hear you. God bless you, sir. How are you?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you loud and clear now.
Okay. Okay.
So,
how are you?
So,
how are you?
Yeah. So we talking. Now, that's Siri trying to talk to me. Ain't that something? That's technology for you. Go ahead, Elder. Go ahead on.
You're talking about standing in agreement, and
yes,
I was listening to that, and I truly believe in that, standing in agreement, you know, because you know when you're standing in agreement, when you're both holding hands together and you're in agreement, a whole lot of things can take place.
Oh God, yeah, oh yeah.
You know, when you're standing in agreement and you're walking in agreement, things can happen. You can make things happen.
Oof.
And that's what God, and I believe that's what God is looking for us to stand in agreement.
Ain't that something? And as simple as it may sound, it's still something that the enemy will use to deceive us. He'll make us believe we don't need to stand and agree with nobody, that we are a one-man army, a one-man show. But see, if two of you agree on earth, as touching, of asking, requesting, making legal demand, whatever it is, petitioning God that it shall be done. That's the promise. So listen, Elder Mike, I thank you for calling in this morning. I'm telling you. And why don't you share that word and let people know that we're on every Thursday morning. They can call and be a part of this show.
You'll never know
how what you just said helps somebody. Yes, sir. God bless you, sir. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling in.
God bless you. All right.
Yeah, and you can do the same thing. Listen, you can call us 888. I take the call. Listen, I'm telling you, I'd be excited about it. We are excited. I love to connect with people. I love to, and I love to hear what you got to say. And if you are in the Willingboro area, if you're in the Willingboro area, or if you just want to travel to the Willingboro area, and you want to be a part of Harvest Life Ministry, that's where I'm the senior minister over there. God has given me ministry, and I'm a senior minister there, 320 Beverly Rancocas Road, Suite 1G. We're right there in the Country Club Plaza, Suite 1G. We have a food pantry, the Harvest House of Hope. The Harvest House of Hope is hope is helping out people everywhere. That is God's vision for what he's given me for Harvest House. And every Tuesday and every Friday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., we have a free food giveaway. And all you have to do is come down to 320 Beverly Rancocas Road, Suite 1G, and come get it. bring your bags. We don't have no more bags. Nobody gives us bags anymore. You know, the state of New Jersey, they banned plastic bags. So we don't have any bags. So bring your bag. We have partnered. We partnered with the South Jersey Food Bank, and from there partnered with Target, Walmart, so many partners there. And my agency, End Time Harvest, is an agency that I have there. And we have food for you. And all you have to do is come and get it. Come and be a part of it. It's free, not gonna cost you nothing. All you need is a New Jersey state ID. State requires us to take this information. You know, they got to tally up where they're sending this, where they're sending aid and stuff to. And so just come on down every Tuesday and Friday. We do pop-ups too. We do pop-ups. And if you follow Gary Moore Live, you can find out when the pop-ups are happening. You can find out when they are happening and they are going on. Our Sunday service, we are in service Sunday mornings at 8:30. 8:30. Come on down and receive a new anointing. Come, we celebrate Jesus every Sunday. We celebrate it. And we have a wonderful time. And what would make it more wonderful if your presence was there? 320 Beverly Rancocas Road, Suite 1G. You will see us. You will see us. If you don't see us, you will hear us. If you don't see us, you will hear us. If you stand and listen for us, there's a praise in the temple. There's a praise in the temple. Oh, yeah. So make your way on down there. Make your way on down there. Every Tuesday and Friday, 11 to 4, Food Pantry. Harvest House of Hope. Yep, Harvest House of Hope. And then I'm partnering. I'm so excited. Next week, I'm going to bring on some partners and some sponsors. God has really been blessing the Gary Moore Ministries. He's really been blessing it. And for Gary Moore Live Radio Show, we just partnered up with some people, some agencies, and we're going to talk with them next week. We're going to talk with them. And it's just a blessing that in this hour, where it was looking bleak, it was looking dim. Y'all don't even understand. It was looking dim. But then God comes and he resurrected. He breathes his life into it because it's his purpose. And this is what provoked this message today. This here, what God has done and who he has allowed me to be partnered with. And I'm just grateful to God that he chose me. I didn't choose him. He chose me. I accepted him. I accepted what he had. And I'm here to tell you that God has a substitute for the promise. He's got a substitute for it. Isaac didn't have to sacrifice. Abraham didn't have to sacrifice Isaac because there was a ram. There was a lamb in the thickets. He looked up and he saw a lamb in the thicket. And I'm going to tell you today, lift up your head, O ye gates. Look to the hills. There's your answer when you look up. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right, but look up. Keep your head lifted up. Keep your head lifted up. Follow after what God has put inside of you. That passion that he's put inside of you, that which he has equipped you with, that burning sensation, that thing that just won't let you sleep. It won't let you be average. It keeps pushing you to advance and burst out and grow. Yeah, that's that thing. Keep looking to the hills. That's where your help comes from. That's where it comes from. And if you allow God's word to change and transform you on the inside, he's weighing the purpose and the intent of the heart. I'll keep saying it because I want you to get it, because you got to get this right. It's a matter of the heart. It's matters of the heart. You got to get it right. So when God looks at it, when he looks on it, he sees a reflection of himself. When he looks on it, he sees a reflection of himself. And when he can do that, he knows that he can trust you. He allows you to see that God can trust you. And God knows that you will make the choice that he has set before you for your betterment. You will make that choice. And that's what it's all about. So don't think it's about your demise. Don't think it's about you going through and being punished. Oh, no, you are being promoted. You are being elevated. You are being equipped. God is equipping you with something that you don't have, and he is strengthening you weak areas that you don't want to look at, that you might not want to acknowledge. You might not want to even believe that you have these weak areas, but God sees them as weak, and God wants to strengthen them, and he does that through his word. He does that through testing. So I want you to know, as we end the show today, I want you to understand that it's only a test. It's only a test. It does not have the ability to break you. It does not have the ability to take you out. That's not its assignment. Its assignment is to test you. We already know that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We already know that. And that's what we stand on. And when we stand on it, we have the fruit of it thereof. Listen, thank y'all so much for tuning in today. Thank you so much for sharing it, for liking it, for commenting. Thank you so much for giving it some attention today. And let's help spread this message. Let's help spread this inspiration in this world, this dying, uncertain world that we are in. It should be a delight. It should be an honor to turn on your radio and hear something inspiring. I'm not saying anything against the politics and the everything else that's out there, but that's just not what God has given me. He's given me to inspire you through faith, through his word, not my own thoughts, not my own experiences, but through his word. Listen, make something happen for somebody else. I believe that what you make happen for somebody else, God will then make that same thing happen for you. Thank y'all so much for being on today. God bless you. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place, the same attitude. Yeah, the same thing for you. So y'all have yourselves a good day. Make it happen and love and bless somebody on purpose. God bless you all.